That's Texas right here on East Point Radio and In Demand. Now, at this time on a Monday, 10:45, we talk to organisations and individuals across the East Anglian region about events which are taking place, and also places to go and visit, which sounds a great idea as we hopefully go into some spring-like weather. Well, we do hope, don't we? And I'm hoping now that we're going to be joined as part of our series
Anglia
In Focus
with Michelle Marwood. Now, Michelle is the tours manager for Adnams in Southwold. I'm hoping that she's on the line now. Very good morning to you.
Good morning. Hi, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, no problem at all. Thank you for joining us on the programme. Now, I know it's we're going to be talking about Adnams in general terms as we progress this morning through the interview, but I know that something very special started on March the 16th, I understand. Tell us a little bit about what it is.
That's correct. We were very lucky to be given the opportunity from Trinity House under their licence to start operating tours of Southwold Lighthouse. So we've been doing it for 4 days now, and it's been going really, really well.
Now, I would think this is a very good connection between Adnams and Trinity House, because you're literally, for people who don't know your location, you're literally side by side, aren't you?
That's correct, yes. We can see the lighthouse from our brewery and distillery, and obviously both buildings, the brewery and the lighthouse, are really iconic in Southwold and in Suffolk.
They certainly are. Now, I must admit, I have been up the lighthouse quite a few times, and every time I've been up there, there's something new to learn about the lighthouse itself, its operation, and I was very surprised to know that this iconic structure is still used widely these days with a very, very small lamp, but the lamp itself apparently can be seen for miles and miles.
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely. It's still operational. It's still as important as ever. It's still helping to guide vessels into Southwold Harbour and to let them know where they are along, our very flat coastline. The lights that it emits out can actually be seen for 24 nautical miles out at sea.
Now, I know that I've had a look at some of your promotional material about the starting of these tours with respect to the lighthouse. Now, the brewer, Adnams, of course, has partnered with Trinity House, as you mentioned, the General Lighthouse Authority, to literally shine a light on an important landmark in its hometown of Southwold. It's a very good line, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's fabulous. And the lighthouse, like you say, had been running tours pre-COVID, but it's been closed for 3 years now. So we're very lucky to be able to be given this opportunity to open it back up and let the public back into the lighthouse.
Certainly, it's a wonderful place to come and visit. Now, the visitors are able to climb 113 steps, apparently, to the top, which sounds a little bit daunting, but having done it myself, it's not too bad at all. And the top of the 31-metre tower, and I can assure you that the panoramic views out to sea and the best view of the Adnams Brewery and Distillery is really something to behold. It's wonderful.
It is, yeah. Like you say, you get fantastic views at the top of the lighthouse. And I love going up there, actually. I've been very lucky over the last few weeks to go up there many times whilst I've been training and the team. But yeah, every day is different up there. The weather, what you can see, like you say, it's looking at all the landmarks in Southwold and further, in Dunwich and Cove Hive, it's a fantastic view up there.
Certainly is. Now, before we go any further, Michelle, can we give out some details of how people can find out more about the Adnams tours?
Absolutely, yes. It's really easy to book. You can book online at adnams.co.uk and just click on tours and experiences, and you'll find an online booking system there.
Okay. Now, the other thing which we need to talk about is, we'll come back to the lighthouse in just a moment, but let's talk about Adnams. Now, I always associate Adnams with being a family business, which I understand it still is. Is that the case?
Absolutely, yep. Our chairman is Jonathan Adnams, so he's fourth generation, and it is very much a family business.
The actual brewery itself, of course, a lot of people associate it with obviously brewing beers, but you've branched out into all sorts of spirits, haven't you, these days?
That's correct, yeah. Well, actually, it was in 2007, the brew house got upgraded, and that freed up quite a lot of space in the brew house. So they would put different ideas together what they could do. And then in 2010, they actually built the Copper House Distillery. So now, on site, we distill our own vodka, gin and whiskey.
Now, I know that you do export a lot of the spirits abroad, because I've done both the beer tour and also the spirit tour over the last...
Oh, fantastic.
So I've done both of them, and I know that I've learnt a lot about the brewing process in general, and it's a wonderful place to go round, and your tour guides are so informative. It makes a very enjoyable visit.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Yeah, the tour guides, they're very passionate and they have a lot of knowledge. And I'm very, very proud of the team.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. I can certainly recommend it, I'll say, having done it myself. Now, coming back to the lighthouse. Now, the lighthouse itself, I understand, was built in 1890 and is obviously in the centre of Southwold, which itself is a little bit unusual, I suppose, because there can't be too many lighthouses which are literally only just possibly, but inland.
That's correct. So when the lighthouse was built, it was actually on the edge of Southwold, and there was nothing to the north of it. To the north of the lighthouse was all farmland. So it wasn't actually built in the centre of the town. It was built at the edge of the town, and the town has kind of been built around it. But it is unusual in that it doesn't actually have any living accommodation in it. The lighthouse keepers were actually very lucky and had cottages next door. So they had a little bit more luxury than a lot of lighthouse keepers had in those days.
I see. So so basically, over the years, the association with the lighthouse in Southwold and the shipping off what can be a very daunting coast, can't it?
That's right, yes. Yes, so the coastline here, you know, we don't have any big anything visible. You know, we don't have cliffs, etc., for vessels to see. And what we do have is a very flat coastline with lots of shifting sandbanks, so it can be quite treacherous. So the lighthouse is in a great position to help safeguard vessels and mariners out at sea.
I was surprised to find out, as I say, I have done the lighthouse tour over previous years, and I understand the lighthouse itself is these days totally remotely controlled by Trinity House, and I was very interested in the technology that's used to literally monitor if the light is on, if it's off, if it's working all right, if it's fully functional, and it can all be done with the age of technology, can't it?
That's correct. Yeah, it's actually been remotely monitored since 1939, so when it became electric, and that's when the lighthouse keepers' cottages were sold off. But yeah, it's all monitored remotely by Trinity House in Harwich, the light itself is actually on 24 hours a day, so it doesn't actually go off. It has the illusion that it flashes, but that's when it sort of goes behind the shutters, so it looks like it's flashing every 10 seconds, but the light is actually continuously on.
Now, I was surprised that the concentration from a very, very small actual bulb, which I can remember seeing, it's all down to the prism glass that surrounds it, isn't it?
That was how the light was transmitted through the prisms, but actually now the LED lights are actually located above the prisms. So the prism is actually only there for an emergency, so if we do have to turn on the spare light bulb. But the way it is at the moment, the LED light bulbs actually focus straight out into the sea.
The wonders of LEDs, which seem to be cropping up in all sorts of locations, don't they?
They do, yes, that's right.
Let's fly the flag for your tours at Adnams. And if people would like to come along and to do, obviously, the brewery tour, be it the spirits or the beer side, and also to visit the lighthouse, can they do that? Do you do an all-incorporated ticket, if you like?
We don't do an all-inclusive package, but you can definitely do all three on the same day. We would recommend and insist on the lighthouse tour being the first one of the morning.
Absolutely.
Because we do operate a zero alcohol policy in the lighthouse. So go up to the lighthouse first, enjoy the morning view, and then book yourself onto a brewery or a distillery tour following that.
Certainly. And I know what you mean. You certainly wouldn't want to do the brewery trip and then try and go up the 113 steps. It wouldn't be a good idea.
No, I wouldn't recommend that, especially the last little bit of the lighthouse where it's quite a steep ladder. You do need your wits about yourself.
Yes, certainly. And yes, I can remember that very, very well. Okay, so let's give out those contact details once again. How can people find out more about the Adnams tours? And also, if they'd like to come along and do either the brewery trip or literally the spirits trip, which you do. I know they're two separate ones, aren't they?
That's right, yes. We offer a brewery tour, which is an hour trip around the actual working brewery, and then you get a tasting session of beers afterwards. And then we also have the distillery tour, which again is roughly about an hour around our working distillery, and then you get to taste and test some of our spirits that we have on offer. We also do a make your own gin experience, so that's a longer experience where you come away with a bottle of gin that you've actually made yourself. You've chosen all the botanicals, so that's a really lovely gift for
that
someone,
sounds good.
Or just a treat to yourself.
That sounds good.
And then obviously now we have the brand new lighthouse tours that we're offering.
Absolutely.
So all the details can be found at adnams.co.uk tours and experiences.
Now, Adnams, as a brewer in the centre, obviously, of South Walden, and I mentioned that, the family connections which you've indicated to us. The one thing which I think is absolutely fantastic, that not only are you still a family business, but you must be one of the largest employers in South Wold.
I would imagine so. I don't know for certain, but I can't imagine a competitor. the company obviously does employ a lot of local residents, from the whole local area. So, yeah, it's fantastic.
I've got to ask you about this because they used to have the drays that used to be horse-drawn many years ago. Do you still have those there for special occasions? I know they're not used on a daily basis, but are they still available for special occasions?
Oh, that's a very good question. I don't actually know the answer, but I'll have to find out because I don't know. It would be lovely to think that we have still got them that could, and they can be brought out on special occasions. But I'll find that out for you. I'll find that out.
I know that with the special occasions coming up this year, connected with royalty, which is going to be in April, isn't it? And I would imagine that something like the dray going round the streets of South Wold would be a lovely connection, if you like, from the local community.
Absolutely, yeah, that's right. Yeah, sort of bringing the history of Adnams to life.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Michelle, can I thank you for joining us here live on East Point Radio today and giving us so much information about these new tours that you're doing, bringing in to the eventual tours around the brewery, literally going up the lighthouse as well, but make sure you do the brewery before the lighthouse, as you said.
The lighthouse before the brewery.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, I'm getting it the wrong way around now.
No, absolutely. And, yeah, we'd love to see you come back. And like I say, there's also the Make Your Own Gin experience, which is a fabulous sort of special occasion experience that we offer as well.
I think that's wonderful. So, Michelle, can I thank you, as I say, for joining us here on East Point Radio. And I know that you're going to have a busy season ahead, I'm sure.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Thank you so much for your time today.
No problem at all. Thank you very much. There we've been talking to Michelle Marwood, who's the tours manager for Adnams, and it's all part of our series
Anglia
In Focus
right here on East Point Radio. You're listening to the very best in great radio for the East Anglian region.